Well, we're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up.
Tomorrow, and I'm looking for a worm.
I mean, do you have to eat while you're working?
Don't worry, I can do two things at the same time.
I don't want you to do two things at the same time.
Okay, you're the boss.
Put the apple away.
That's what I'm doing.
George, what are you doing home so early?
I got a business appointment coming up here, an advertising guy.
Ooh, I wouldn't trust one of them.
Who asked you?
I wouldn't believe nothing them advertising folks say, especially in them commercials.
Look, you just get back to work. Advertising is good for business.
All I know is none of them detergents ever turned my hands soft and white.
Will you shut that damn thing off?
You told me to get back to work.
Do it someplace else.
I already did the someplace else.
You better get out.
Florence, why don't you put on some coffee?
Anything you say, Miss Jefferson.
Why are you meeting with an advertising man?
Because I'm in trouble, Weez.
And you're going to advertise that?
No.
That never stopped you before.
Whose side are you on?
I'm sorry, George. What's the trouble?
Oh, the store downstairs. I'm going to lose all my customers to Sam Cunningham.
But, George, you always give good service. Now, why should your customers suddenly start running across the street to Cunningham?
Because of this. He's passing these out all over the neighborhood. Bring your clothes to Cunningham, your bicentennial Uncle Sam.
Good heavens, another bicentennial sale. I'm beginning to think that 1776 isn't a year, it's a price.
It is a price. Look at this. Dress is clean for 76 cents. What's he gonna do, run him through a car wash?
76 cents? Maybe we ought to take our clothes over there.
Come on, Reese, you don't understand. Will you look at this and tell me what you see?
I see a guy dressed like Paul Revere on a big horse yelling, oh, I don't believe this. One if by land, two if by sea. Three shirts for a dollar if you bring them to me.
That's not the important part. That's Cunningham on the horse. And what color is the horse?
White.
Uh-huh. What color is that wig?
White.
And what color is the face under the wig?
White.
You got it.
I got what?
That honky is trying to run me out of business by running a racist campaign.
George, that's ridiculous.
Reason, this whole bicentennial thing is ridiculous. Ain't nothing but a white ripoff. All the revolutionary dudes were white. They all lived in the White House. They even put white in the flag.
It also has red and blue.
Well, it ain't got no black in it, does it?
No. The only black flag we've got is for killing roaches.
That must be the advertising guy. Get rid of that vacuum cleaner. Florence, why don't you get the door?
Because I ain't expecting nobody.
Don't expect your salary either.
Mr. Jefferson.
That's me.
Hi, Cal Roberts.
Oh, I've been expecting you. Come on in. Louise, this is Cal Roberts from the ad agency.
How do you do?
Pleased to meet you, Miss Jefferson.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll leave you two alone to talk business.
Wait, why don't you stay? I've got an idea that I want to throw at Mr. Jefferson, and I'd like to see what you think.
Who do you care what she thinks?
Women are a very important part of the consumer market, you know.
Sure, I knew that. I was just testing you.
Good, good. I like that. Like a man who doesn't take me at face value. Now, Mr. Jefferson.
Just call me George. Anybody that's gonna help me beat that honky? I mean, that whitey.
I know what you mean, George, and don't be afraid to say honky around me. In fact, I would like you to think of me as a brother.
You as a brother?
I told you not to take me at face value. Seriously, though, when I'm working on a campaign, I like to identify completely with my client.
Okay, Robert, you're a brother.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you're a brother. Now, that's TCB.
TCB?
Take care of business.
Oh, yeah. R.O., George.
R.O.?
Right on.
Why don't we all sit down?
Thank you. Now, George, we're brainstorming your problem over at the agency, and we decided that you've got to fight fire with fire.
You mean burn down Cunningham store?
No. Look, Cunningham is cashing in on the revolution and our forefathers at Independence Hall. So why don't you do the same thing?
Because our forefathers didn't have nothing to do with the revolution. They weren't even nowhere near Independence Hall.
And if they were there, they weren't voting. They were dusting.
Wrong, Mrs. Jefferson. There were lots and lots of black patriots in the American Revolution. Like, for instance, just off the top of my head, there was Crispus Attucks in 1770, the Boston Massacre.
Oh, yeah, I always liked him. You know, he's the one that said, don't fire until you see the whites.
George. No.
It's all right, sister. I'm a brother, remember?
You got a plan, Robert?
Have I got a plan? What if we could tell everyone that they could get their clothes clean by the great-great-great-grandson of Thomas Jefferson?
Great. Where are we going to get him?
He's right here.
You?
You.
Me. Him? Who's driving? Thomas Jefferson was white. Do I look white?
Well, if you are, it's sort of off-white.
Seriously, though, let me give you a few historical facts. Now, Thomas Jefferson, our third president, had a black slave woman who was his housekeeper.
So what else is new?
Well, she was also his mistress.
Oh. It beats scrubbing fours.
R.O. The black woman's name was Sally Hemings. She had 5 children by Jefferson.
And they say Washington was the father of our country.
She was quite a woman. Round the plantation, Sally Hemings was known to everyone as Dashing Sally.
With that hoggy chasing all over the place, no wonder Sally was dashing.
But she must have slowed down at least 5 times.
So, if Cunningham is going to use a bicentennial campaign to take customers away from you, we go in one better. We tell everyone that George Jefferson is the great-great-great-grandson of Thomas Jefferson.
George related to Thomas Jefferson?
Can anyone prove he's not?
Oh, Florence was right about you advertising people. No wonder you've got the whole country talking to butter.
Yeah, but the hard part was getting the butter to talk back.
Next thing you'll be telling us is that Diana Ross is related to Betsy Ross.
Great idea. Well, George, what do you think?
I don't know. This whole idea of yours sounds pretty crazy to me.
Oh, now listen, George, brother, let me paint you a picture. Now, George, I see 2 cleaning stores facing each other across the street.
Mine and Cunningham.
Right! Now, in Cunningham's window, all I see is a crummy little picture of a guy trying to look like Paul Revere and a sign that says, the cleaners are coming, the cleaners are coming.
I hate that sign.
Laugh. But look!
Where?
There! There's not a single customer in that store.
Good. Where'd they all go?
They all went to the other store because there I see an elegant picture of an elegant man.
Me?
Right. And your sign says...
If Jefferson was good enough to write the Declaration of Independence, then his great-great-great-grandson is good enough to clean your shorts.
That's beautiful!
And you got customers by the hundred.
By the hundred.
And they all got clothes to clean and money to spend.
Money!
And the line stretches out as far as the eye can see.
As far as the eye can see.
And you know who's getting to the end of that line?
Who?
Cunningham.
And he's standing in New Jersey! Now hold it. My husband has always operated in a dignified and ethical manner. What you are suggesting is undignified, unethical, and totally dishonest. Isn't it, George?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Wheezy. It's every one of those terrible things, and some. So when do we start?
Here you are, Florence.
I sure hope this is the last of the dishes, Miss Jefferson, because I got to be leaving soon.
Why?
I promised my boyfriend I'd stop by and clean his place for him.
You work here all day and then you go clean your boyfriend's house, too?
Oh, I don't mind. Here is for the money. At his place is for the fringe benefits, honey.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Oh, these books are heavy.
That's because they're full of big words.
Whoop-de-doo, and I got two small words for you. You are...
I know. Why are you letting Jenny carry all those books?
Oh, he's being funny, because I was arguing with him about equal rights for women.
And she won the argument, so I gave her the right to carry the books.
Well, when a boy used to walk me home from school, I made him carry my books.
Really?
Yeah, and that way I always knew where his hands were.
Hey, where do you see all the stuff we dug up on Thomas Jefferson?
Yeah, I thought he was just a president. I didn't realize he was smart, too.
Oh, yeah. He was a scientist, a writer, an inventor. The man was into everything.
I'll bet he never thought he'd be into dry cleaning.
He was a good musician, too. Did you know he played the violin?
Yeah, I heard about the way he fiddled around.
Hey, there's a lot of information in here about the children he had by Sally Hemings.
Yeah, and about their children's children.
Oh, my, listen to this.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Please, I ain't felt this good since the day I got out of the Navy.
That says a lot for the day we got married.
Yeah, well, that wasn't bad either. Ask me how my advertising campaign's going.
No.
It's going great! People I ain't never seen before coming into the store. One guy brought in his clean clothes just so he could look at me.
I don't like it. I hate to see you lowering your dignity.
I ain't lowering my dignity. I'm raising my price. Here, read this. Out loud!
Get your clothes cleaned by the fellow who's related to the man from Monticello.
You mean get yourself gypped by the dude who's flipped.
You got two choices. Shut up or disappear. Do them both.
Great, great, great grandson of Thomas Jefferson. Oh, George.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute here.
What are you doing?
See, there's a picture in here of Jefferson's grave, and I want to see if he's turning over in it.
Oh, yeah, I bet you my real granddaddies are rolling over in their graves and laughing. After all these years Whitey done used us, it's about time we used him.
Huh? Yeah. You're rationalizing, Pop.
Ain't nobody rationalizing. I'm advertising.
Wheezy, get the door.
Man, this campaign's gonna knock that Honky Cunningham right off of his white horse, right onto his white
George!
As I was saying, Wheezy, get the door.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Jefferson, ma'am. I have a package here for Mr. Jefferson.
Oh,
thank you, Ralph. I've been waiting for this.
But what is it?
It's a surprise.
Yes, sir, it felt like a surprise. So I knew you'd want me to bring it right up. I know how valuable your time is.
Thanks, Ralph.
And, of course, you know how valuable my time is.
Here you go. One of my new business cards.
Your new business card, sir?
See, it's a $2 bill. It's got Thomas Jefferson's picture.
Oh, yes, sir. Your great-great-grandfather. You've made him quite famous, sir.
Well, I just gave him a little publicity, that's all. Here you go, Ralph.
Thank you, sir. You know, a lot of people find the $2 bill unlucky.
Okay. I got a $1 bill.
Fortunately, I'm not superstitious.
Well, what's the surprise, George?
You'll see. In the meantime, don't nobody leave.
Knock, knock.
Oh, hello, Mr. Bentley. Come in.
Oh, you were supposed to say who's there, and then I would say Harry, and you would say Harry who, and I would say, hurry up and let me in. It's cold out here.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Who's there?
Who's where?
At the door.
Oh, I don't know.
No. I just said, who's there, so you could do your little joke.
Ah, but your who's there doesn't work without my knock, knock. You want to try it again?
Well,
knock, knock.
Who's there?
George Jefferson! Well, Weezy, what do you think?
I think you should pick door number 3.
Man, what are you doing in that crazy outfit?
This ain't crazy. In 1776, everybody dressed like this. Ain't that right, Bentley?
No.
Huh?
I believe the women wore skirts.
What am I asking you for? You British were the enemy.
Oh, not all of us. My family were against George.
How could they be? I wasn't even born then.
He's talking about George III, the King of England.
I knew that. What do you want, Bentley?
Oh, I was wondering if I could borrow today's newspaper.
Oh, certainly. Didn't they deliver yours today?
Yes, but the poodle in 12C got to it before I did.
Chewed it all up, huh?
No, but for such a little dog, his coverage of the news was remarkable. Jerry Bud.
Mr. Jefferson, why are you dressed like that?
Because I'm going to have my picture taken to put in my store window.
Your picture? You made fun of Cunningham for doing that.
That's because he ain't as pretty as me.
Oh, child, what you doing?
What are you laughing at?
I knew it was going to happen. He done finally wigged out. Help him, Lord.
Now, you listen to me.
I don't have to listen to you. I'm on my own time. You better answer the door. You got a visitor.
I'm gonna kill her. One of these days, I'm gonna kill her.
Hey, George, what was that all about?
Don't pay that no mind. That's just our ex-maid.
Don't you look like some... You're going to look great in that picture, George. Hi, Mr. Jefferson.
Hello, Mr. Roberts.
This must be your boy. I mean, your son.
That's right. And this is my boy's girl, Jenny Lionel. This is Mr. Roberts from the ad agency.
How do you do? Pleased to meet you. Look, George, I just came by to let you know that I'm not letting any grass grow under my feet.
Well, don't be bringing none in here either.
What? Oh, grass! It's good. Listen, talk to a friend of mine at the mayor's office about you, and guess what? The mayor wants you to go on television with him on a local bicentennial show.
What?
Yeah.
Did you hear that, Weezy? The mayor wants me to go on television with him. Wait till Cunningham hears about this.
Yeah, that'll shake up that honky.
What did he say?
It's all right, Lionel. He's a brother, at least while I'm paying him.
R.O.
R.O.?
That's white talk. You should have understood half of it.
Hey, Mom, what's Pop going to do on TV?
See what's behind door number 3.
No, I ain't. Am I?
No. You're going to talk about how you made your American dream come true.
Oh, yeah. I can tell all about how I climbed the ladder of success, rung by rung, with nothing but guts.
drive, determination.
And a little white blood.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Pop. Grandpa Thomas Jefferson's blood.
That's right, brother. You're going to be there to represent the great American melting pot.
What pot?
Isn't this wonderful? You and I have a lot in common, Mr. Jefferson. You're both part honky. Now you can go on television, tell the whole city about it.
Wait a minute. This was an advertising gimmick. I ain't related to no Thomas Jefferson.
Can you prove that?
Say what?
Can you prove that Thomas Jefferson isn't really your great-great-great-grandfather?
Come on, Weezy, now, you know...
Lionel, is there anything in these books to prove that your father isn't really related to Thomas Jefferson?
No. And in fact, I was just reading about one of Jefferson's sons who settled in Ohio. And Pop, didn't you once tell us that we had relatives in Ohio?
I said around Ohio. I didn't say in Ohio.
And your mother told me you once took some lessons on the violin.
Well, what a...
Oh, listen, you're beginning to sound like a true Jefferson to me, Mr. Jefferson.
This is terrific. Do you still play the violin?
I never played the violin. I just took lessons.
Oh. Well, can you fake it?
Oh, my God, this man...
Wait, hold it. Everybody hold it. Now, I ain't related to no whitey, and y'all know it.
Well, I'm not so sure about that anymore.
Don't worry, George. Once you've been on television, everybody will know what you are.
I ain't going on television.
George, look, don't be so touchy. Look, according to statistics, the way people are intermarrying, in 1,000 years from now, we'll all be the same color.
With a little luck, I'll be dead by then. But nothing, I ain't going on TV. I ain't going on with this. The whole campaign is off.
But
look, don't worry, you'll get paid. I'll send you a check in the morning.
Well, Mr. Jefferson, I...
And you ought to be ashamed of yourself trying to get me to do something as dishonest as that.
Does this mean we can't be brothers anymore?
Y-S-I-H.
Y-S-I-H?
You said it, honky. George, I'm proud of you. It took you a while, but you finally did the right thing.
Thanks, Weez. Now, what am I going to do about Cunningham?
Oh, Pop, you don't have to worry about him. You got the best chain of stores around.
Yeah, your customers, they know that.
Besides, no matter how many sales Cunningham runs, there's one thing in his stores he'll never have.
What's that?
You.
Yeah, you're right, Weez. And from now on, I'm going to run my store ethical, dignified, and honest, just like you said.
Oh, now that's my little pumpkin.
Hey, Weezy, do you still have my old boxing trunks from the Navy?
Your boxing trunks? I think so, George.
Good. Because I got me a great new idea for an advertising campaign.
What's that?
Well, I'm going to have a lot of pictures taken of me in my boxing trunks. I'm going to put up a sign in the window that says, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. I am the cleaner who taught Muhammad Ali. Where were you?
Here.
Why wasn't you there?
Where?
In my dream. I needed you.
Oh, you had a nightmare.
The worst. I was walking down the street and everybody was the same color. It was terrible.
Why?
Because I couldn't tell the white blacks from the black.
Oh, George.
Wait, that's just the beginning. Then suddenly everybody started chasing me. And I ran and ran until I got to Monticello in the midst of this great big party. And Thomas Jefferson was there playing the violin.
Well, what's so bad about that?
He was using me as the bow. Scraping me back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Did you sound good?
Terrible. Only thing we could play was Dixie.
Go to sleep, George.
Okay.
What are you doing?
This time you're going with me.
The Jeffersons was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.